Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
President and founder of Canadians for Affordable Energy, who's way too far to the right. 18 years Liberal MP. I almost had you. The subject of editorials. How are you?
Please don't. Been there, done that. Not at the leadership level.
Listen, something, I sent you an email. There's something I'd like to do, and that is touch base with you regularly to find out what, in fact, is going to be happening as far as gasoline prices are concerned and diesel, because everything we receive arrives on a truck. What's going to be happening to diesel and gasoline prices in the next 7 days? So here we are, sir. What's going to be happening across this country? And primarily, I'm interested, not to exclude anybody, but in the five provinces where we broadcast.
Sure. So, Roy, listen, very briefly, we saw a bit of a pullback on markets. They were nervous. They were frightened. They were scared. A major correction. So we saw gas prices today in Ontario drop, 4 cents a liter down to $2.09 or just under $2.01. Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta, listen in. Your gas stations owe you about 8 to 12 cents a liter. They haven't dropped prices yet. Now, to be fair, when prices go up on markets, they often wait a week. They're going to do the same thing here. Last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we saw some pretty steep decreases. I would expect that Monday and Tuesday might be the days you want to hold off. So if you're at a gas station heading to one, you know, get a quarter tank, get a half a tank, but don't fill up. By Tuesday, you should see a drop of 8 to 10 cents a liter. For British Columbia, of course, the interior, same for as you would see in the prairie provinces. And for Vancouver, well, they saw a big 7 cent drop today. It's probably as good as it's going to get. For the next 7 days, markets are going to sort of digest the fact that maybe they overcorrected because the fundamentals are still there. Biden continues to try to beg the world, shamefully going to Saudi Arabia to try to get them to produce more oil. It's not going to change the fundamentals. Roy, by the end of the week, I think we're going to be seeing prices start to move back up with oil, possibly going back up to $115, $116 a barrel.
Yeah. Biden, of course, who, as you say, is visiting Saudi Arabia, which he described as a pariah during the election campaign. He's looking for access to oil, cheaper gas at the pump with the midterm elections coming up. He's also the guy who shut down Keystone XL, is blasting refineries for massive profits, blaming them for the price of gasoline. He's desperate to get the price down.
Not a way to encourage people to get out there and do what they once did. No, his policies are really two-faced. Yes, he wants them to do that because of political reasons. He's also foolishly dipped into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to about half of where it was just a few months ago. That's serious because if they do, in fact, have some kind of a crisis, I don't know, a hurricane, a shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline, a war, anything like that, they have no reserves. And so, you know, in order, the Strategic Petroleum Reserves around the world were not meant to adjust price. They were meant to respond to emergencies. He's dipped into that.
They're not there for political expediency.
Of course he did. And, you know, the fact is neither he nor the prime minister of this country recognized that by their, you know, playing into this anti-fossil fuel campaign, you wind up with less. And by the way, I'm not going to defend oil companies, but my goodness, if you're telling them they can't produce anymore, you don't want them to produce anymore, then they're simply going to give it back to their shareholders. And that's what Canadians have to understand. The most frustrating thing I'm finding right now, Roy, is people pointing a finger at oil companies. Listen, they weren't doing that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when the companies were bleeding red ink. More importantly, and think about this, oil companies that are not able to get back in the business of producing oil are simply going to keep what they have, and it makes that product that much dearer. And so I think Canadians really need a bit of a wake-up call, especially in our areas here that have a tradition of sort of saying, we don't need fossil fuels, except we use it everywhere.
Yeah, but you know, it's okay to buy it from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. That's fine.
Sure is.
That's all good.
And Iran.
That's fine.
Let's not forget Iran. He was begging Iran a little while ago. Begging Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Venezuela. How shameful.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.